It was called the Innovate Business Challenge. It inspired high school kids throughout the area to come up with these business ideas, and the best ones actually got a little bit of startup money, and it's pretty darn exciting. So joining me, we've got Genevieve from Ferndale High, and we've got Connor from Eureka High here in the studio. Good morning, good
morning
to you both.
Good morning.
How you doing? So Connor, you took first place,
mm-hmm.
And Genevieve, you got second place, right?
Yes.
Both of you got prizes.
Yes.
So what was the prize that you got?
So for first place, I received $2,500 cash and a $1,000 media package for advertising.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And then for second place, I received $2,000 in cash and then $1,000 in media.
Wow, that is really wonderful. Now, you were telling me off air that you're competing with about 150 other kids, right?
Yeah, so it starts out with the first phase, which is anyone who wants to compete can submit a 90-second elevator pitch about their business. So basically, you just explain your business in a short video and submit it. And then from there...
Do you have to shoot it in an elevator?
No.
No.
So
wherever you want.
Yeah. So from that stage, all those videos are then judged, and then the competitors go into a phase two where we have to answer 13 business concept questions, which really help us focus on the specifics and what we want to focus on with our business. And then from there, those questions are then judged, and then five finalist businesses are selected, which then go and we have to give a live presentation in front of judges and an audience at the Ingemar.
Wow. That is that's a lot to do.
Yes. It's definitely helped, like for me though, personally, it's helped to like really develop your plan, especially those business challenge questions, because it helps develop, you know, who's your market? Who are you going to sell it to? How did you start? And then also logos and how people are going to recognize you. So that definitely was one of the parts that helped me the most, because it was like developing a business plan.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. So, Connor, explain your business concept.
All right. So, my business concept is NorCal 3D Fabrication Lab, which is a fabrication lab where anyone can come in who has an idea, and they can make it reality. So, at my business, people have access to 3D printers, laser engravers, CNC machines, and other cutting-edge manufacturing technologies. So this can be used by entrepreneurs who want to come in and then make widgets and then go out and sell them. Or engineers can come in and print out a model of a bridge they just built, or hobbyists could come in and print out parts for their hobby or RC or whatever it is. I mean, for example, you could come in and print out a microphone stand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or a part that it needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like that. 3D printers to me are amazing. It's like Star Trek technology, because I'm wearing a Star Trek shirt. So, it's like a replicator.
Yeah.
Basically. Come to life, yeah. So now this has not started yet, though. This is in the planning stages. Right?
Actually, I have built two 3D printers myself, so I have
built
those.
Them.
Yeah, so wow. I built them. How that got started is in my junior year, my woodshop teacher. We had a 3D printer kit out of some guy's garage in Indiana, and he was like, "Why don't you learn how to do this?" And so I spent my whole junior year researching 3D printing with him, and we really just learned the specifics and how to build them. And also how to program them. So this year we've built two so far.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I've been just printing a bunch of sorted things, just messing around with the technology.
And when do you expect to get this business actually off the ground?
I'm going to be working on it through the summer, and mm-hmm. So hopefully by the end of the year.
Wow, fantastic. All righty, Genevieve, let's hear about your plan.
All right, so what I do, my business is Green Grass Veal the way nature intended. And I started off by taking dairy bull calves and raising them out on pasture with their mother or adopted mother. The entire time, the calves are able to nurture off their mother while being able to graze on grass. And then because of that, my product is naturally higher in omega-3 and conjugated linoleic acid. And both these substances are known for reducing the risk of cancer, heart disease, and helping in your daily bodily functions. It's also organic, GMO-free, hormone-free, pesticide-free, antibiotic-free. So what I've done is I've sold my product, veal, to families, but I plan on growing by selling them to possibly local natural food stores or restaurants. So that's where that's what my business is, and I plan to grow.
Fantastic. Now, You do plan on putting this actually into effect, right?
Yes. I've already sold veal calves to local families, but I really want to, especially after going through this whole Innovate challenge, it's inspired me to really grow and take it into action.
Fantastic. So when do you expect to put this into like full production where you're selling to local restaurants and local natural food stores?
Well, I plan on really taking off this summer. Currently, I'm raising about 5 veal calves, so they should be ready for harvest around August. So really, I want to have them either in a store or in a restaurant around September, August.
Okay, that's pretty soon.
Yes.
Pretty soon. Alrighty. And now, both of you sound like you've got a lot of entrepreneurial spirit. Did this challenge really help you guys?
Basically it showed me that my business idea is valid, and that if you have an idea and you want to push through something, you can do it. So this challenge has given me the validation in pushing through with my business.
And then really everyone has an idea, whether they've thought about it for a day, a month, a year, who knows how long. But the problem is they just talk about that idea. It's just a thought. But really, when that's how kind of mine was. I sold about 2 veal calves before I heard about the Innovate Business Challenge. And once I heard about it, it really motivated me. It told me that, you know, I can do this. And it went from talking, and now I'm walking the walk. I'm raising those veal calves.
That's
and
great.
I really want to grow from that. And just being able to work with all the people involved in the Innovate Business Challenge has really helped me and inspired me. And now, like, I have the confidence, and I know I can go pursue my business.
You know, any kid who has put together a lemonade stand in front of their house, you know, has some degree of entrepreneurial spirit. You know, it just needs to be nurtured, and and that's it is really exciting to see you guys taking this to fruition. It's really pretty cool.
Thank you.
We're excited too.
Yeah, it is great. Anything you want to say out there to folks out there who are maybe thinking about doing something like this in the future?
Any high school students out there, definitely join and participate in the Innovate Business Challenge next year.
Really, just go pursue your dream. Do what you want to do, because you know what they say, if you're doing what you love, you never have to work a day in your life.
There you go.
So go out, find what you want to do, and make a living off of it.
Yep. I always tell people, it's like there's a people stand in line to tell you what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. People love to naysay, but if you really have some passion and a dream and some know-how, you can do it, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Absolutely. Indeed. Alrighty. Well, Genevieve and Connor, thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Good luck with your businesses.
Thank you.
All right. We may soon hear advertising for them on K-Hub. Who knows? Could
Hopefully
be.
Soon.
You bet.